Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. High temperatures reach up to 87 today under clear skies, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 58 tonight, clear skies. High of 86 tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the concerns from Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab regarding the mishandling of 1,000 ballots from the primaries that were received too late by county election officials to actually be counted, the U.S. Postal Service has responded, sending a letter back to the Kansas Secretary of State's office saying, quote, that we have discussed with Kansas election officials that each state establishes by law the rule and requirements for ballot submission, including ballot submission deadlines and the role, if any, that postmarks play in determining whether a ballot was timely. In normal course of operations, the Postal Service does not postmark or cancel every piece of mail in the system. The primary purpose of cancellation is to ensure that postage cannot be reused, and some categories of postage are pre-canceled before they enter the mail stream. In other news, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly announced yesterday that 40 new bridge projects across the state of Kansas will be receiving more than $40 million in funding through the Department of Transportation.
Attention Wichita and surrounding communities. The September 10th sale at Midwest Kia is here, and you won't want to miss it. For a limited time, drive away in a brand new 2024 Kia Forte LXS for just $199 a month. That's right, only $199. Need something with a little more space? Check out the full-size 2025 Kia K5 LXS, now available for just $299 a month. That's right, incredible payment options on both the Forte and the K5, but only during our September 10th sale. Or save up to $13,000 off MSRP on the EV9. With 5 different SUV models to choose from, there's something for everyone. Hurry in to the Big Take Sale at Midwest Kia or online at MidwestKia.com. Midwest Kia, a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
See dealer for details. Offers end September 30th. Subject to credit approval. Excludes taxes and fees.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment, along with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, say that COVID-19 cases are on the rise across the state of Kansas after the CDC says that they've been testing wastewater in Kansas and Missouri and says that the two states have the highest rates across the nation. And due to that response, the KDHE, along with different health communities around the state of Kansas, say they are offering flu and COVID-19 vaccinations again. The latest coming out of Stormont Vale Health in Topeka, saying that they are offering drive-through and walk-in flu vaccination clinics in Topeka, Manhattan, Junction City, and Emporia. WIBW reports that they have released the latest schedule for the drive-through and walk-up clinics, including the Topeka Campus Surgery Center that will be taking place September 26th, October 3rd, and October 10th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Cotton O'Neill Pediatrics Gauge will be happening on October 17th and the 24th, and the Stormont Vale Manhattan Campus will be having their drive-through vaccinations on Saturday, October 12th.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building robust fiber networks. We wish all the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's the second annual Career Cabs event happening in western Kansas, allowing high schoolers to learn about career opportunity paths in the community and ways that they can get certifications. As according to the Panhandle News Channel Nebraska, the students will be able to visit 4 different workplaces for their desired career fields and learn about various job opportunities at each one of them, as the program is made possible through the Career Connections of Western Nebraska, with many employers, educators, and community partners giving the opportunities for children to see those choices. According to organizers of the program, they say that last year was a great success as more businesses are getting on board for the second annual trip this year, with many companies saying that there are dozens of positions available within every company that requires different types of skill sets and educational levels. They say some of these includes the professionals, including pharmacists, lab technicians, account staffing, emergency medical staff, along with human resource professionals and more, where the Career Camps program is designed to help support students in their quest to develop their future plans.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you only pay one deductible. And we should probably stop using stones for that sort of thing anyway. Talk to a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent about our one deductible advantage at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. One person killed, another seriously injured in a two-car crash midday Wednesday on U.S. 36 at the West Overpass, just east of West River Road at Marysville. The fatality, 23-year-old Emily J. Larson, was westbound, reportedly crossed the center line and struck an oncoming eastbound vehicle driven by 89-year-old Bernice M. Neatfelt, who suffered injuries. Emily Larson died at the scene as a result of the accident shortly before noon. Bernice Neatfelt was life-flighted to a Lincoln hospital with suspected serious injuries. U.S. 36 overpass at Marysville was closed and traffic detoured for nearly 3 hours while the accident was investigated. The house fire in Marysville August 29th resulted in extensive smoke and water damage to a residence at 407 South 14th Street. Lightning, the suspected cause, which happened around 9:30 p.m. at the home of Brian and Brittany Chapman. Firemen responding initially found no fire after a power surge resulting from a neighboring tree fell on an electric line. Firemen were called back around 2:15 a.m. and on the scene for over 4 hours. No injuries reported. The family was temporarily dislocated. Injury accidents reported in Marshall County August 23rd. Cameron Wetter of Marysville rolled the UTV he was driving on 14th at Deer Trail Road. He was taken by private vehicle to CMH in Marysville. August 24th, Jeffrey Rittmiller of Marysville lost control of his vehicle on Cyclone Road west of U.S. 77, rolling his pickup shortly before 1 p.m. The driver was transported to CMH, treated, and released. Computer classes begin this evening at the Marysville Public Library and continue through September and October at all Marshall County libraries. Fundamental and advanced computer classes will begin at 5:30 this evening at the Marysville Library. Advance reservation is requested. Contact the local libraries for more information on scheduling. In Waterville, September 19th and Vermilion, September 28th. In Beatty, October 3rd and Frankfort, October 9th. Axtell, October 10th, and Blue Rapids, October 17th. Again, these classes are free and open to anyone through their local public libraries. Big Give Gage County annual fundraising campaign continues today with in-person giving at the Vintage Venue until 7 p.m. and the Heritage Inn in Wymore until 4 p.m. Donations can also be left on the organization website, biggivegage.org. Marysville City Council met Monday and approved a pair of resolutions limiting camping in the city park to not more than 5 consecutive days. Current regulations allowed a loophole where staying longer term was an occasional issue, staying 4 days, leaving a day, and returning. A second resolution restricting camping in tents or trailers anywhere other than designated camping areas within city limits was passed unanimously. A special council meeting is set for Monday evening at 6:30 to consider two requests for proposals for development of the Kester House restaurant. Commercial buildings on the Broadway side of the block were tendered to Frontier Group for development, and the Kester House Museum will remain a separate entity under city control. Havensville Living History Day is Friday, 9 to 3 at the Havensville Community Center. Celebrating pioneering history with hands-on exhibits and activities indoors. Those will include chuck wagon cooking, butter churning, loom weaving, barnyard animals, and many classroom speakers. free event for all ages this Friday from 9 to 3. Additional details online at havensvilleLivingHistoryDay.wordpress.com. The event at the Havensville Community Center. Dennis E. Rockwell, age 81, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Dennis Rockwell. Harold L. Hewley, age 94, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday at 2 at the United Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Czech Moravian Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Harold Hula. Joanne Lacey, age 87, of Marysville, passed away September 7th. Funeral service Monday, 11 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Joanne Lacey. Randy P. Hogan of Frankfort, age 63, passed away September 8th. Funeral service Monday, 11 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Sunday evening at 7 at the church, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Randy Hogan. Jerry R. Mettler, age 85, of Blue Rapids, passed away September 8th. Private interment service will be held at a later date with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge for Jerry Mettler. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, a sloppy joe with baked beans, cucumber salad, strawberries, and bananas. Tomorrow, ham with scallop potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like a wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Staying clear overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And mostly clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Still staying sunny into Saturday, slightly cooler with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower 60s. Warming back up a bit on Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, and partly cloudy skies in a Sunday night with our lows in the lower 60s. Still sunny into Monday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Monday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible early on Tuesday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, then showers and thunderstorms may continue throughout Tuesday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Then more rain showers possible into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-September 83, record high on this date 108. The average low 59, the record low 40. Sunset this evening 7:41, sunrise the morning at 7:06. It's 62 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 12th of September. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Dr. Brittany here with Marysville Dental Care, where your family's health is our top priority. Dr. Zach, our team, and I are the family dental home you've always been looking for.
Our comprehensive dental care is designed to serve all of your dental needs. Whether it's a routine cleaning, braces, or cosmetic work, we provide the highest quality of care with a comfortable experience. Visit our office across from the Marysville Courthouse or go to MarysvilleDentalCare.com to schedule a visit.
Have the smile you've always wanted with our team by your side.
A healthy choice that hits the spot. Now with the all-new Fresh Salad Bar at Botany Barbecue in Marysville. Grab a salad today, 11 to 1:30, Tuesday through Sunday.
Even playing the Fever, she stays hot. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Las Vegas Aces with an 11-point win over the Fever last night. Asia Wilson, 27 points in the win, setting a new WNBA record for the most points in a single season.
My teammates gave me a great cold water shower, but I credit it all to them. I don't want to sound cliche when I say this, but I don't get any of that without every single teammate along the way.
Aces have won the last 14 matchups with Indiana. On the diamond, Mets a one-game lead now for the final wild card spot of the National League. Braves a 5-1 loss to Washington. Mets take advantage with a win in Toronto. Although they had to rally to do it, they were being no-hit into the ninth inning. Francisco Lindor breaks it up with a home run. The Mets score 6 in the inning. In the AL East, Yankees by a game and a half. Yankees walk off the Royals 4-3 and 11 while the Orioles lose ground with a 10-inning loss at Fenway. Tyler O'Neill with a 3-run walk-off homer. Speaking of homers.
And Ohtani belts this one to right center field and deep. This one heading back. It's gone. A line drive out of here. Into the home run seats. An absolute laser beam for Shohei Ohtani. And it's home run number 47 for the Big Show.
AM 570 LA Sports. Home run number 47. He also steals base number 48. Dodgers actually hit 4 homers in the first inning. They go on to beat the Cubs 10-8. Phillies a 3-2 win over the Rays. They maintain the best record in baseball. Giants beat the Brewers by 11. Diamondbacks rout Texas by 10. White Sox lose at home to the Guardians. Chicago has lost 114. They're on pace for 126. Angels fall to the Twins 6-4. Angels now officially eliminated. The Pac-12 is looking to rebuild, reportedly targeting 4 schools as new members: Boise State, Fresno State, San Diego State, and Colorado State. NFL Week 2 starts tonight. Dolphins hosting Buffalo in the first game of the week.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-day super sale and get 40% off paints and stains from September 13th through the 16th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh sea sausage, cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh sea sausage, cheese sauce. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hour.
This Friday, the Marysville Dental Care Game of the Week shifts to AM 1570, FM 94.1, as the Marysville Bulldogs host the Hiawatha Redhawks in the season's home opener. Bulldogs head coach Tony Trimble comments on a new Hiawatha team.
They're actually running a flexbone offense similar to what we run. They're in the learning processes of it with a new coach. They got some big kids up front. They got a couple fast kids in the backfield. So they have some potential to be a team that could have some explosive plays.
Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. this Friday on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYRadio.com.
From ABC News Wall Street Now. Investors are bracing for more economic data after the August Consumer Price Index showed an uptick in core inflation. The numbers have blunted investors' hopes for a 0.5% reduction in interest rates when Fed governors meet next week. Despite the mixed CPI report, the Dow Jones picked up 125 points to finish Wednesday's session at 40,862. The S&P gained 1%. The NASDAQ composite came back from a 1% decline to add nearly 2.2% on the day. Americans saw gains in earnings last year, but new census data shows the gender gap in wages got wider. Men's median earnings rose 3% last year compared to 1.5% for women, the most significant widening of the divide since 2003. A latecomer to the fast food chicken wars, Shake Shack has brought back its free sandwich sundaes. Until December 15th, customers will get a free Shake Shack chicken sandwich with a purchase of $10 or more. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Thursday morning. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we inch closer to the opening bell on this Thursday day of trade, let's get you a quick recap of how things finished up yesterday. As for the grains and the oil seeds, it was a rather mixed day. We saw some choppy two-sided trade. However, for the livestock, it was higher. October live cattle up 62 at 176.95. December up 80 cents to 177.22. Triple-digit gains for the feeders. September feeder cattle up 207 to $240.55 per hundredweight. October to $237.50. That was 210 higher. Triple digit gains for the hogs as well. October lean hogs up 120 to $79.75. December to $72.30. That was 115 in the green. All right, let's take a dive through the overnight pre-trading session again. As yesterday, as we described, it was kind of a choppy two-sided day of trade. This morning, Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat all seeing some gains. December Kansas City wheat up 9 3/4 at $5.98. March to 6.11 a bushel, that's 9 3/4 higher as well. Oats slightly higher today. December oats up 0.25 cents to 3.68 1/4. Into the soybeans now, they are also seeing some positivity. November beans up 7 3/4 to 10.08 1/4. January to 10.26 1/2, that's 7 1/2 cents higher. The meal is 3.60 higher to 3.19.90, and soy oil up 11 at 39.89. Cotton also seeing a slight gain. December cotton up 17 at 69.78. Into the energy markets, crude oil up 120 at 68.51, unleaded gas up 2 at 192 a gallon, heating oil up a penny at 210, and natural gas also up 1 cent at 228. Into the metals, gold up 230 to $2,521.30 per ounce, silver up 22 to 28.79, and lastly, the dollar index right now slightly higher, up 3 points at 101.695.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. The Supreme Court of Kansas has ruled that a producer who installed a hog manure pipeline cannot claim public purpose for their project and was in violation of road ditch right-of-way statutes. K-State and Washburn Law professor Roger McOwen shares about the road ditch right-of-way rules broke in this case.
The courts really dug into the road ditch right-of-way issue, and the Court of Appeals really elaborated on it. They said that a road ditch right-of-way can't be used for private purposes without first getting adjacent landowners' permission or getting local or legislative authority, because that right-of-way is owned by the adjacent and property owners, and the public merely has an easement to use the roadway for travel, and that's it. But you own the subsurface to the midpoint of the road. They said everything connected with the land over which the road is laid out, end quote, does not pass to the public. It stays with the owner of the underlying and adjacent land. So he couldn't lay his pipes in the road ditch right away without their permission. That's a trespass. And because that was a trespass, then that prevents him from using the state right to farm law as a defensive tactic to prevent being sued successfully for nuisance.
He discusses the defendant's public purpose claim for the pipeline.
You can use a road ditch right away if there is a public benefit to it, a public purpose. So, for example, a telephone company can put a telephone wire in the road ditch right away. They can bury a wire for that. His argument here was that the production of pork benefits consumers. The court didn't buy that at all. They said, no, you're putting this in here to get rid of that manure, which benefits you. Therefore, you have to have permission to be able to do this. And the county can't give you a permit because they can't authorize you to do something in that ditch right away that state law doesn't allow.
McOwen explains why the Supreme Court of Kansas ruled how they did.
They affirmed the Court of Appeals on every single point. They determined that the plaintiffs did have standing to sue for trespass because they owned the fee interest to the road subsurface that he interfered with. And so when he buried the pipelines in the subsurface area of the county road, that's in the scope of the highway easement, which can only be used for a public purpose. And so without permission, he can't do that, and he didn't get permission to do that. They also said he couldn't get summary judgment on their nuisance claim because the state right to farm lot didn't apply, because he was not in compliance with all state and federal laws and regulations by virtue of him committing a trespass.
That was K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McEwen with the ruling of a property rights case involving a hog manure pipeline and road ditch right-of-way laws. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
With right storage, apples you harvest today will stay crisp and delicious through the winter. A look at some old-time apple wisdom today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 12th, the 256th day of the year. Track and field hero Jesse Owens was born in 1913, and on this night in 1954, the Lovable collie Lassie made her television debut. Apple season is here, and we've dug up some century-old advice from the Old Farmer's Almanac that hasn't aged a bit. In 1900, we offered this advice: apples and pears should all be gathered by early October. Pack them at once in barrels or boxes and place them in a cool, dry cellar where the temperature will vary but little from 8 degrees above the freezing point of water. Root cellars being less common these days, you can approximate those conditions by storing apples in styrofoam coolers in a cool mudroom or basement. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more harvest time tips at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 61 degrees. Continuing highs around 90, the remainder of this work week at least. Middle to upper 80s forecast into the weekend. Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're running a later sale today. The sale time will begin at 1 o'clock. Early consignment listings include 7 black steers and heifers weighing 400 to 500 pounds, 15 weighing in at 400 to 550, 15 crossbred steers and heifers 5 to 5.5, 50 mixed steers and heifers 7 to 8, 88 mixed steers and heifers off grass weigh 7 to 850, 50 crossbred steers and heifers 7 to 850, 18 Hereford yearling steers weigh 750 to 8, 8 Red Cross steers and heifers 8 to 8.5, 60 black steers off grass 850 to 9, another 57 weighing 875 to 9 and a quarter. 60 black steers at 9 to 950 as well among early consignments at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Reminding you of a Holstein sale along with a special cow sale on September 19th. And that'll begin at 4 o'clock, including 200 head complete dispersal for Curtis and Brody Strom, their fall herd. More information is on the Marysville Livestock website and their Facebook page.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, college basketball is right around the corner, just a couple of months away, and it's bad news bears when it comes to the Kansas Jayhawks after Kansas guard Shaquille Moore said he could be missing up to 8 weeks after breaking his foot in a pickup game. KSN News reports that with the injury from Moore, the Jayhawks could be without a second guard for the start of the season, following another injury from El Marco Jackson's knee injury just a while ago. We are roughly a month and a half away from the opening of college basketball season, as the Jayhawks are going in as the front runners for the preseason, ranked at number one from the Associated Press, as they're set to open against Howard starting on November 4th. In Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals do have a day off after finishing their three-game series against the New York Yankees. That was on the road. They start off again tomorrow back on the road as they're going to Pennsylvania, taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates with a weekend series starting on Friday with first pitch at 5:40. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Marysville Volleyball fell in straight sets to Clay Center Tuesday night at home in a doublehead matchup. On the season, Bulldogs now set at 2-6. Volleyball heads to Nemaha Central on Saturday for a varsity tournament. Girls tennis participated in their third varsity meet of the year. A pair of Bulldogs finished top three in singles matches, with Kate Fries finishing third and Katie Brashears in second, while in doubles action, Aubrey Veering and Grace Winkler finished second. Tennis action is back on the road today at Washburn Rural. Marysville cross-country teams are back in action at Wamego this Saturday, while girls golf is at their second meet of the year today at Wamego. Twin Valley League volleyball results from Tuesday. In a quad at Lynn, the Frankfort Wildcats picked up their first two wins of the year over Blue Valley and host Lynn while falling to Centralia. Centralia picked up their second win of the night over Blue Valley while also falling to Lynn. Lynn finishes the night 2-1, while Blue Valley falls in all three contests. In action at Onega, Hanover picks up three straight set wins over Axel, Clifton Clyde, and host Onega. The Axel Eagles go 1-1 on the evening, picking up a win against Clifton Clyde in three sets, while Clifton Clyde goes 1-1 with Onega finishing winless. In the final matchup of the night at Donovan West, the Valley Heights Mustangs finished with wins over host D. West and Washington County, while Washington County falls in three sets to both Valley Heights and Donovan West. Valley Heights and Hanover both lead the TVL standings with unblemished league records, while Centralia sets at 3-1 with five teams jockeying for third place. On the season, Hanover is undefeated at 5-0, Centralia is 8-2, while Valley Heights is 7-2. Twin Valley League volleyball action continues this Saturday with Frankfort hosting Washington County and Onega in the Frankfort Invitational. The Clifton Clyde Invitational hosts Hanover, Lynn, and Blue Valley, while Valley Heights plays in the Riley County Invitational. League matchups continue next Tuesday with Axtell at Donovan West, Valley Heights and Lynn at Clifton Clyde, Frankfort and Washington County at Centralia, and Hanover hosting Blue Valley in a double duel. Tune in every Thursday for results and standings from Twin Valley League Volleyball and Marysville Bulldog Athletics.
Friday Night Football, Kansas Jayhawks pregame show follows our evening news block on KNDY-FM 95.5. Marysville Bulldogs home opener hosting Hiawatha, 7 o'clock kick pregame coverage at 6:45 on AM 1570 FM, 94.1, on air online, and on our free mobile app.
KNDY.